Well, the thing is that when it was decreed that the yuan is part of the multi-currency basket, in the multi-currency basket, it did not mean that it is in circulation. What it simply meant is that if somebody approached a retailer or a service provider with a yuan, it was incumbent upon that person to accept the yuan as currency. So my understanding is that then the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe will then go to the Central Bank of China and say, look, we are going to be using your currency as a legal tender. So it will mean that bringing in lots and lots of this yuan into circulation. Otherwise, if you just wait for tourists to bring the yuan or companies that bring the yuan, it might not be enough to circulate.
There has been some concern over the writing on the money, which is Chinese. What's your take on that?
Well, my take really is that if a currency is going to be exchangeable in a country that speaks largely English, it is important that the Reserve Bank and the Bank of China bring into circulation money they can that people can understand. Because there is no point in having a note that is written in Chinese that nobody's going to be able to change it or to denominate it properly. So I assume that the renminbi or the yuan, there are some denominations that are configured in English. I don't know why, because I've never been to China. But it makes common sense. It's logical that if the currency is going to be circulating in Zimbabwe, it's like English speaking. It has to be denominated in a language that we understand.
Do you see people accepting the yuan?
Look, Zimbabweans generally are very, elastic. They are very sensitive to currencies. I'm sure that the reason why Zimbabweans accept the US dollar is because they can use it everywhere, including South Africa and Botswana. They can carry it and change it at the change in South Africa and Botswana. I'm not too sure whether we are going to accept it because myself, I would have a problem accepting the yuan because I don't know what rate it is exchanged in South Africa or Zambia. So I might be reluctant to accept a transaction that comes in yuan. And I think that it's going to take time for Zimbabweans to understand and study the weight of the yuan in order to accept it.